Election Day is finally behind us. WCBU's Kristen McHugh gives us an overview of the local races and what we know so far.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden was declared the winner of Illinois' electoral votes just moments after polls closed, and Senator Dick Durbin was not far behind, easily dispatching four challengers to win a fifth term on Capitol Hill. But the race for the 17th congressional district was a nail-biter, with incumbent Representative Sherry Bustos declaring victory. While the Associated Press had not called the race as of 1 a.m., the incumbent Democrat from Moline claimed her fifth term over Republican newcomer Esther Joy King with 52% of the vote and 99% of precincts reporting. The race could still turn on thousands of mail-in ballots, which must be counted if they are received by election authorities in the district by November 17th. Republican U.S. Representative Darren LaHood, meanwhile, easily won a third term in the 18th congressional district, defeating Democrat George Petrelli. With 95% of the vote in late Tuesday, LaHood had earned 72% of the vote. In the 2016 and 2018 congressional races, LaHood also won by more than 70% of the vote. In the Tri-County region, incumbent Dave Kaler won another term as state senator for Illinois' 46th district, with a total of 54% of the vote. Republican challenger Mary Burris secured 46%. Kaler says his priorities this term include balancing the budget, statewide energy policies, racial equity, and increasing support for communities and businesses in his district affected by the pandemic.
Businesses have been severely damaged. We need to make sure that we can help and rebuild those businesses. People have been out of work. We've got to really start helping our neighbor and helping our small businesses get stabilized again, because that's the backbone of this community.
Burris is a resident of Pekin and currently serves as treasurer for Tazewell County, a position she has held since 2010.
It really, truly was a great race. I want to thank each and every one of my supporters. I'm still treasurer. I love serving the public. So the four-year term that I have two more years. So we will see what happens in 2 years from now.
Kaler first landed a seat in the Illinois Senate in 2006 and last ran unopposed in 2016. Republican Mike Luft is the winner of the 91st district race to replace retiring state representative Mike Yunes. Luft has served as Pekin's mayor since 2019 when he defeated then-incumbent John McCabe by a decisive 19-point margin. Luft says ethics reform, driving job growth, and moving Illinois onto a fiscally solvent path are his priorities in Springfield. Luft defeated Democrat Josh Grease of Pekin, a former teacher, by a 64-36% margin. Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth handily defeated Libertarian challenger Chad Grimm for the 92nd district seat. Gordon Booth has represented the district since 2009. She's run unopposed in the last several cycles, but Grimm overcame a petition challenge this year to vie against the Democrat. He says his defeat is still, quote, a win for the Libertarian Party, as they are now an established party.
We are very fortunate and very excited about what the future is going to bring to this party. We are now an established party, and the work really begins now.
Grimm won about 26% of the vote in his race against Gordon Booth. She did not respond to requests for comment. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride has apparently come up short in his bid to retain his seat for a third term. In a prepared statement, Kilbride says he's disappointed by the outcome, but proud of the legacy he's leaving after 20 years on the high court. Retention requires a simple yes or no vote, meaning Kilbride appeared on Tuesday's ballot unopposed. Justices have to receive 60% of the vote to stay on the court for another 10 years. Kilbride was the only downstate member of the court's 4-3 Democratic majority. The Illinois State Board of Elections warns election night totals are unofficial. Mail-in ballots postmarked Election Day must be counted if they are received by November 17th. Find more local, state, and national election news at WCBU.org. I'm Kristen McHugh.